From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When we come back in the next segment, because some stations don't care, this little five-minute tidbit, because I'm kind of cockamamie the way I set up this clock years ago. We're about to change them to a more normal clock in the near future. We're going to finish up with the DOD press briefing by the head of DOD, not just Pentagon, but the entire Defense Department public affairs head, saying public affairs is killing us, spin is killing us, lying is killing us. And the people in the audience look demoralized, freaked out. Some have tears in their eyes. People get up and go, I want to tell the truth. You mean I can stop lying now? I haven't gotten to the meat and potatoes of this yet. Because when I have a headline, we probably should have had part of that in the transcript. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report Spotlight. They use the word lying, and we need to stop lying in the piece, but then it's not in our article. It doesn't matter. People aren't complaining because it's in the video. But I think we should have those tidbits. Of course, honestly, the story got finished being written at about 2 in the morning, and then I woke up and called the writer and said, is it done? And then read it and then approved it and then it went up this morning. My problem is that I'm shell-shocked by all this, the magnitude of it, how real it is, watching what they're doing, and seeing that most of these government people either aren't bad people or they're compartmentalized or they are corrupt and evil but don't know how media works. And to know the next move they're going to make and to see the talking points and the tricks, it's pathetic. And it's scary, too, because they're not like some omnipotent parent up there that has all the answers, folks, and knows how to, you know, has got everything in control. Oh, they're in control of our lives to a great extent, but they're not in control of themselves. And I think about private business and private life, how many egomaniacs there are. How many backstabbers, how many liars, how many criminals, how many nuts, how many delusional fruitcakes there are in this modern society, and how dishonorable as much as a third of the population is, and another 20% is totally gullible and follows them. It is scary to think about the people, some people I know in my life, if they were a general, or if they were a PR person, or if they were a media reporter, they would be hell on wheels, and you know what? They are hell on wheels. When you lay down to authority, you get a dictator. You get a Pol Pot, an Adolf Hitler, a Mao Zedong, a Genghis Khan, and Vlad the Impaler, and they just start killing people and dominating and stealing stuff for fun because that's what they're into. I like to take friends out and buy them a big dinner and let the wine flow freely. I just love giving to people just because it feels good. It's not like I'm a goody two-shoes. It feels good to, like, treat people. It's fun to have people over to your house, cook them dinner, hang out, you know. Fun to go to their house. I got friends that love to be hospitality to me and really enjoy it. Then you go to some people's houses, though, and they act weird about everything, and it's like they're uptight. They don't like being nice to you, but then it's all about getting something, and you know they're going to want something, and it's coming. And, you know, it's just like, wow. I just want to be around good people, you know. And I want people to know out there, as stuff gets more and more corrupt, as things get more and more evil in this world, I know you feel like there aren't good people. And I know you feel like, so what? Why should I be good? Listen, there are more good people than you know. We're just not acting out like the evil people are. And God knows what you're doing. The universe, if it's energy, whatever. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I really think humanity's greatest time of achievement is coming right now. I mean, we need to spread our wings. We're going to make it to not just the best time in our little short transient lives, out, brief candle, as Shakespeare wrote, but in the lives of our species. Because I'm telling you, I look at images of my 5-year-old daughter last night at that restaurant. She'd gone to see an archaeology display in Waco of mammoths and saber-toothed tigers and 20-foot sloths, and she stuck to French fries in her mouth. I got a photo of it. It was said, I'm a saber-toothed tiger, and she was so cute. And I just right then was willing to give up everything 1,000 times just for her to have a future. And once you realize it's about your kids and about their children and their children, everybody's children, then it doesn't even matter. Then it's everything. There's no more fear. You're just going to do the right thing, and then it's all answered. Are we choosing our own?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't claim to be an old wise man. I'm not even 40 years old yet. I'm 39. People think I'm like 50 because I've put some wear on these tires, let me tell you. Been on the air 18 years, been involved politically for 20. Been awake for probably 25 years and had a lot of interesting life experiences. But I think about my grandfathers that were in World War II, and I think about all the old-timers I knew and how hardworking they were and how smart they were and how decent they were. And I think about all the great achievements of America and how great our country's been. And I read all the Army training manuals and officer training publications that they've had for hundreds of years. I've read over dozens of those. Listeners are always mailing them to us. I was sent one that was over 170 years old. It's back there in the back office, all falling apart for the U.S. Army back from the 1820s. And it's all about liberty and freedom and small government and the individual and being honorable and building an incredible society. And then I see what the globalists have built and what they've done to the U.S. Army. That is older than America, folks. It was founded by George Washington as a militia commander in Virginia and then modeled off that and it became our army in July 4th, 1776. And I look at what they've turned the army into, and I look at those army soldiers from the enlisted all the way up in these PSYOP meetings, and they are genuinely freaked out because they know PSYOPs and they know what's being done to America. And they hear my show, folks, and they know I'm singing from the same sheet of music as they are, but I'm deciphering it and telling the truth of what it really is. And it's not a power trip, by the way. It's the opposite. I wish I could have a big ego and be on a delusional power trip like so many people that get a thimble of power. As I get more and more influence, it is crushing to be under the microscope. What do you say about an ant who's under a magnifying glass? You call them unlucky. And to be able to see what I cover and what I do have an effect, and it's like, wow, well, I need to do a better job. And then I try to imagine people in corporate PR and government PR who I know on average love their kids. And at a certain point, you can't package bull anymore and say it's for a greater good. I met with a former CIA section chief's son, who's a famous writer for Esquire, doing a big profile on me. And I proved so much stuff to him. And, you know, I saw him have somewhat of a new level of awakening. But who knows if it'll get past the editors. And you just come to the realization of we either wake people up and change what's going on, or we go into a new dark age. Because we've reached that event horizon crossroads. Right now, we're really going into it. We're really entering it right now. I've been saying the last few years we're getting close to that. No, we're now entering it. I can say this week we have crossed into the vortex. No one should be saying you're bored. I'm here to tell you. I mean, this is history, make it or break it for humans, what we're going to go through. Because if we have a new World War III type deal or some crazy tyranny come to power, you're going to talk about billions dead here. I mean, this is going to, once stuff gets out of control and you let the worst people get in charge, you may not believe in the devil, folks, but he believes in you. And whether it's archetypal or not, it will manifest. And the mushroom clouds and the bioweapons and the mass deaths and the dirty bombs and the civil wars will kick off. And nobody wants that. And everybody listening to me that's got any connection to reality, any spiritual connection, any discernment, any street smarts, good old boy guts, whatever you call it, you know I'm telling you gospel truth. Right out of my soul, right out of my heart. And, I mean, the decision is now, because they're either going to have this big moment of truth and use it to bring in total tyranny and just, okay, you're under a tyranny, forget the pretenses, this is the way it is, basically martial law under another name, security, or we're going to have a big monologue and a big debate and a big, this first will be a monologue from the mainstream media, then a debate about the future of humanity. And if there's any real debate, we start reversing the pendulum back towards sanity, back towards liberty. And by increment, we can turn this around for ourselves and our children and our posterity. Because posterity is everything. I am the posterity of my forebears that came here on the Mayflower on both sides of my family. I am the posterity that fought against the Tories in 1776. I am the posterity that, you know, my family on both sides that helped found Texas at the very core of starting the whole thing at Washington on the Brazos. The Jones family, the Ayers family, all of them. And my father and my mother meeting each other at the University of Texas in a union that went back hundreds of years to families that met together hundreds of years ago in the past, not even knowing it. I mean, there's so much going on in this world that isn't in all your little atheist books, ladies and gentlemen. There is a destiny for humanity and all of our ancestors that worked so hard that we have basic freedom now to all be squandered away for nothing. I guess I've got time to go to this next clip before we go to break. Let's... Again, this is a Defense Department thing. I watched it at 5 a.m. this morning. Again, I'd watched it yesterday. And I watched it again this morning, and I made notes. But you just got to go see the whole thing because you see the faces, you see the tears in their eyes. They can't believe the Pentagon is saying, let's not lie anymore. And everyone's, we can tell the truth. And here's just one of the clips. Here's just one of the clips where the public affairs for Air Force Television, that's the person making sure the spin's right, has tears in her eyes. And she says, no one believes us. They think we're liars. And she talks about how they've lied about the jets and, you know, bad oxygen. And it turned out bad contractors. And they tried to lie about that, even though the jets were crashing. Well, we can't talk bad about our contractors. And he kind of gets scared, though, because she's admitting it's out lying. He goes, you tell what you can. And I think this guy's probably actually a good guy. He gets, man, we're really, see, America has gotten to the point now where it's the moment of truth, that crossroads, that event horizon where everybody working in the system knows, man, this is only going to get worse if we don't turn this around. And they're all looking at their kids and going, I've studied history. This is what the bad guys do. See, it's that point of looking in your kids' eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and you as listeners have to have that, and people that make fun of us have to have that. Listen, what more has to come out about torture and government drug dealing and lying and propaganda and stealing money and foreign banks running us and illegal spying? What more has to come out before you join the Republic? Let's go to this incredible exchange, and then we'll come back and get into some other news. But here's part of it right now. This happened Thursday.
How are you?
It's my first time up here. I'm Staff Sergeant Hostetler. I work for Air Force Production.
Great.
My question is, you mentioned that we need to start telling the story about the bad news as well as the good. And the issue that I see that we're facing, I just got back from Afghanistan, and the issues that we faced before, you know, the big incident that I can think of before I left was when the Air Force pilots talked about the apoxia that they were experiencing. It seems like we have this culture in our career to kind of glaze over these issues and put out this positive press on, no, our jets are fine. And so with the good and the bad, I don't think the American people actually trust us to deliver the accurate information. How are we, what's the plan to change that in the way ahead? Because to continue the way we have, to continue to put that positive spin, it feels like we're losing a lot of our audience because they're not listening. Because we keep saying the same thing over, everything is okay, and it's not. Like, or with the sexual assault issues.
Oh, it's not okay.
That we've been experiencing in the Air Force. So how do we change that culture from that PAO up? Because a lot of times, speaking from my perspective, and I can only speak from my perspective and a junior enlisted perspective, the younger generations get it, that we have to start being honest and forthright.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to convey those ideas and convince the chain of command to necessarily follow those or to be ready
lying.
To put that first foot forward before someone else leaks our right. story. Is there a plan to kind of change?
All right, let's stop right there. And I mean the main body of it comes up after that. You've got to go to InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com has the video linked on the left-hand side, linked in red. I mean, again, it's like watching a movie. You got to go watch the 35 minutes. Because then he's like, well, we try to tell the truth, but we can't always. It's extremely powerful. And then other people get up and say, yeah, people don't believe us anymore. Well, yeah, because there's criminal elements in there, folks, that ordered a murder of Pat Tillman, and then a story how he charged an Al-Qaeda nest, and then the Air Force colonel, the coroner that was doing the coroner work for the Army, would not lie and say that he hadn't been killed up close with powder burns. And then the witnesses came out, they'd executed him, because he was going to come back and speak out against the war. I mean, this is like, and that's why she's shaking and has tears in her eyes, because it's dangerous to talk about all this. But they're only bringing this out now because they realize they've lost all credibility. Just lying constantly. And, but there's a lot more. This is a big deal, though, ladies and gentlemen, that across the board, they realize they don't control the narrative. The lies don't work anymore.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, sometimes I scan through the comments on YouTube a few days after we do the live radio show. People post the video. The stream's out at Infowars.com/show. They say, oh, I could do a better Hank Hill than that. And they think I'm doing that Hank Hill, or I'm doing Beavis and Butthead. I can't do Hank Hill.
Large fry, pie, large coffee. Got it? Pronto.
No, I didn't do that. Mike Judge did that for us. He's a listener. We're going to have him back on soon. And, you know, the guy that made Idiocracy, so many other great films, Extract, you name it. Beavis and Butthead Do America. What a Pulitzer Prize winning film. I'm joking, folks. They're all great. Office Space. People go and they see him doing the interview with us, and they go, I can do it better than that guy. And they're not trolling. They're serious. That's how dumbed down they are. I did a satire piece based on the Screwtape Letters of C.S. Lewis, where the devil's talking to a demon how to get souls. You know, what the devil really thinks. I did it like a 4-minute video, and people think I'm a devil worshiper now. They are freaking out that I played the part of the devil. The video's up on our YouTube channel. I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. It's titled Leaked DHS. Let me find the actual name of it. I'm going from memory. It scrolled off the main page of Infowars.com. Go to our YouTube page. It's the featured video there. I put it up last night. It's got only 86,000 views. It'll probably get a million views, though. Secret DHS training video leaked. You know what? I'm going to premiere some of the films that are in the running. We'll announce third place tomorrow, second place Tuesday, first place Wednesday. First place is $100,000 for the Paul Revere contest. You can go to Infowars.com/Paul to see the top 35 entrants of over 600 incredible films. You want to be entertained, shocked, amazed, awakened, enlightened, informed, edified. This is the site. But we're going to announce that $115,000 winners in the next 3 days. I'm going to play a few clips because we've just been playing some of the top 35 entries that conform to radio, because a lot of them don't fit. Some of the best ones that actually don't fit on radio. We're going to play some of those coming up in the next segment. But perhaps I didn't tell you guys to actually get Secrets of DHS training video leaked. But perhaps we'll just play it right off YouTube for folks right now. See if you can cue that up, and we'll go out to break with that. Because you know, you can't just say, hey, here's what freedom does. It creates wealth and power and independence and individualism, and that's how you get stronger is, you know, well, don't let somebody win in sports. Somebody might get their feelings hurt. Let's just stop sports altogether. Well, now everybody's a couch potato on Ritalin or Adderall. It's the same idea of don't let anybody actually be free out there, or they'll be enslaved. Well, that's why I put a video out from my perspective of what I think real evil is personified historically. And on radio, it's powerful, but not as powerful as if you look up secret DHS training video leaked, because it shows the images of the crimes, the torture, the murder, abortion, all the things the New World Order are doing. So this is based loosely on C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian who was not a devil worshiper. He did a thing from the devil's perspective, just like the famous book on Faust and Mephistopheles was written by a Christian to expose evil. I have to explain that to people. I know not our general audience, but some people. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip that we
The Director of Homeland Security welcomes you to the Federal Family. And now a message from the Shadow Director of Homeland Security.
My servant's work on Earth is progressing well. I shall now make contact from Hades. My son. You are here. Oh, beautiful death. Might we pull down the mountains and poison the streams? Might a trillion children be aborted? Might our minions continue to believe that they will achieve godhood? And might we reign over their burnt skeletons for eternity? Might the universe be swallowed up and all creation fall?
Module 1138, demoralization of targeted North American population or assimilation into the New World Order.
All right. That's a little art piece I put together with Darren McBreen. And, of course, I did the voice of the devil and his son. Just to try to get people thinking about it, even if you don't believe in a physical devil, there are incredibly evil things in history. So I'm showing, you know, mass murderers of history while the devil talks about how he wants to destroy creation, which is what the Bible says the devil wants to do. And, hey, even if the devil isn't real, what the globalists are doing sure looks like something a devil would do. And so that's my point in producing that. It's just some dark satire. It's not a real DHS no peace, but it's actually modeled after real DHS intro videos. They show them where here is the gun owner. He may be a terrorist. Those who believe in George Washington are extremists. I mean, I've played those. Those are real. It's like satire. What they do is so satirical, I have to make my own to illustrate how crazy it is. We're going to come back, hit the big news, and then these premiere of film clips for the radio audience. They're now taking 47%+ of people's private bank accounts and called a bail-in. Is it coming to America next?
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To make a long story short, we usually take calls on every show, the weekday broadcast, but also the Sunday transmission. But today I'm just covering news and clips. We're going to do some film reviews here on the radio coming up in a moment. If you're a radio listener, you can also watch the reviews at Infowars.com/show. And you can also go and see all the films in full for free at Infowars.com/poll. There's like 600 of them on there, but the 35 are on the front page, the finalist. $115,000 in cash prizes starting tomorrow in the next 3 days on the weekday show. But continuing here, the good news is I have family in the Army mainly, kind of an Army history, a bunch of family in the Army, and they're all awake. They're patriots. They know what's going on. They didn't agree with me 10 years ago. They go, how did you know all this? It's all true now. And that's what everybody else in the military, Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, they're all incredibly awake. Navy is awake, but not as much as Marines, Army, Air Force. I'm not trying to say the Navy's bad. I found a lot of Coast Guards awake, but that's its own branch, separate from Navy. I don't know what's going on, but Navy, it's not 50% that are awake when I talk to them on the street. It's like more like 25%, but the other departments, it's like 50%. So that's a very positive thing. And understand that the globalists above our countries are funding all these different interests to create crises, so we need a big military. It's full spectrum dominance. They play us off against each other. They fund both sides, as it's historically been documented by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and others. So that's why I got into that, is that the entire government is freaking out about the alternative media. And just as Google has become synonymous with search engine, Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, has become synonymous with real news. And probably 60% of it is mainstream news. I'm doing a dead reckoning. 20% is government press releases and just what government said one day and what they said the next. And then 20% is alternative media. And they're just freaked out more about, oh, they're going to show Obama saying he wouldn't come after guns 5 years ago and then saying he's got to take your guns now. And then he never promised to come after your guns. It's the contradiction. They don't want to be called. It's like the emperor's new clothes. He's been conned to pay, you know, millions of, you know, pounds in gold to get this magic suit, but he's really butt naked. No one will call the king on it, but a three-year-old says the emperor is naked. And they don't want us calling that. I want to play one more clip before I get into this financial news and start reviewing some of these films that are in the running to win the $115,000. Let's go ahead, Liberty-Minded Films, the Liberty Film Festival, online film festival. Let's go ahead and go to Chris Christie. I love how Paul Ryan, we're told, is the most conservative thing since sliced bread and is going to save the earth. Turns out he's a total globalist, anti-gun, pro-open border, New World Order, Obamacare-loving piece of trash. I love how Chris Christie's going to save everybody. And now, you know, I think he must be Barack Obama's worshiper. You know, to Chris Christie, Obama is his god. And he's always attacking Rand Paul and libertarians, just like Joe Biden, just like Obama, and just like Karl Rove. The Republican and Democratic Party leadership cannot stand that there's libertarian constitutionalists who are actually pro-America and common sense and want a future for this country. So let's go to Chris Christie's clip.
I love all these esoteric debates that people are getting in.
Senator Rand Paul, for example.
Well, listen, you can name any number of people who've engaged in it, and he's one of them. I mean, these esoteric intellectual debates, I want them to come to New Jersey and sit across from the widows and the orphans and have that conversation. And they won't. Because that's a much tougher conversation to have. So as a country, and whoever's the leader of this country...
Is it a response to Obama being in the White House, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
This drift towards authoritarianism.
He worships Crisco.
So, but I think he started to cause it. I don't think it's in reaction to him.
You know, they say John Wayne had 25 pounds of undigested meat in his colon when he died.
Stop this. He was going to stop that. And
I bet Chris Christie's got like 400 pounds in there.
Somebody who had top secret clearance. I said, when he sits in that chair and starts to hear those briefings, his tune's going to change fast.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, that's a bunch of bull. A bunch of briefings by a corporate-run CIA that's jacked the country seven ways to Sunday. You know what I need to know about the New World Order? I turn on every sitcom, every drama, every children's show, and it's anti-family, anti-male, anti-dad, anti-America, anti-gun, anti-private property. Bull! I know your agenda, Baron Harkonnen. I know your agenda, Chris Christie. I know Obama's agenda by the propaganda you vomit on us every day. So don't give me your stuff about when he sits in that chair and sees all the declassified stuff that our government runs Al-Qaeda, because our government's been hijacked by criminal banks that's helped stage 9/11 with Al-Qaeda so they could take our liberties. I am sick of you and your lies, pig. Oh, man, I tell you what. All right, that kind of clip gets me really mad. That arrogant piece of trash. who literally was like a footstool to Barack Obama, who's lost, it was 17 points a month ago. It's like 25 points in under 30. His most fawning idiot supporters know he's a con artist. And Obama's nobody but a brand to sell tyranny, and I'm done with him. I've always been done with him, but now I realize how dangerous he was. I didn't realize 5 years ago. I didn't really oppose Obama in his election. I was like, I don't like McCain. I don't like him. They're all New World Order. Look at McCain saying, we've got to ban concealed carry nationwide. It's racist. I agree with Congressman Gutierrez. I mean, it's on now this anti-gun thing over Trayvon Martin. Like I killed kids at Sandy Hook because I defend myself. Or like, because something happened in Florida, I got to have my guns taken. Go to hell, McCain! And the rest of you scum trying to create collective guilt on me and my family. I'm sorry. And they know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. What about Fast and Furious, McCain? You've helped cover up for this guilt. 2,000 plus in Mexico and several hundred here, including four police officers and two Border Patrol now, scumbag. Oh, nobody's going to personalize those people. Stop trying to enslave me. Stop demonizing my rights. If you were a smart El Jefe mobster, you would want to have a prosperous, powerful America because that's what generates the wealth for you to suck off of. But instead, you have the tyrant's instinct to shut it all down because you want to dominate everybody and make them poor so they got to come begging to you. Because the truth is, you don't just want wealth and power. You want to dominate everybody because you're a cowardly piece of filth, little scumbag at the end of the day, monopoly person. And let me tell you something, you're going on the ash heap of history, Buster. All right, I'm going to go to one of these first clips here from the film review, then we'll come back and play more before I go into a complete conniption fit. This is only a minute and 2 seconds from Drop of Water, a crew of missionaries to Cambodia talk about how democide, government mass killing, unfolded in this clip from the beginning of the film. It's like 20 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. You need to see this incredible film. Our government helped fund the Khmer Rouge that did this. Here it is.
Today, 54% of the country is under the age of 30, and unwanted, malnourished orphans litter the streets, thrown away like garbage. And despite the UN occupation of the 90s, political corruption infests every level of government.
Khmer Rouge just taught the kids how to kill their parents, how to say that parents are enemy.
Pol Pot took away their ability to drink, and he managed to do that to a whole generation of people by making the young boy kill his young sister, or kill his own mother, or making the husband kill the wife, or the wife kill the husband.
To help us understand what the country experienced under Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, some of the boys brought us to Tol Slang Prison, also known as S-21. It was a school that was converted into a prison where suspects were interrogated under torture before being executed. The first group of people brought there were former members of government, the military, and police. Then it was journalists, writers, and artists. Then it was anyone with an education. Even people who wore glasses were suspected of being enemies of the people.
That's right. Tyranny isn't fun because it puts criminals in charge where the journey is the destination. They just want to torture and kill. It's an exact program. It's starting here. And by the way, notice they had people be complicit in the killing. It's like abortion. Once you've done it, now you're going to defend it. Instead of admitting you were wrong, now you're part of the cult. Instead of forgiving yourself for what you've done, asking God for forgiveness, and then fighting against it, you commit to it and chant Hail Satan at the Texas Capitol. That's what's called.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fannie Mae and Mac have us all back when get up to our ears. They get bailed out, they keep rolling on, and we'll be paying for a million years. The folks who live in the streets giving up their homes, who used to have food to eat. The farmers don't farm, middle class don't climb. I think we lost our minds.
You won't take my guns or my land, cause I work hard to see. And if you cut the money, you better bring yours, cause it ain't gonna.
That's a music video to give you kind of a cross-section. That wasn't a finalist, but we thought we'd play a clip of it. Jason Sturgeon, Lost Our Minds, Country Rock. That's, I mean, we got over 600 entries. That's the kind of stuff we got. A bunch of these in the finalists in the next 3 days on the weekday show for the Operation Paul Revere film contest. That was a huge success. 600-plus films on every subject you can imagine, exposing tyranny, all at Infowars.com to see for free. A lot of people I know are getting staying up late at night watching those 600 films, or at least the top 35, sci-fi, comedy, drama, nonfiction, documentary, animation, you name it, they got it at Infowars.com/Paul. Or just go to Infowars.com. You can find links to it. We're going to announce third place winner tomorrow. Let's go to In Sickness and in Hell, a look at Big Pharma and the American Medical Association. Let's go ahead and play a clip of that film.
Modern medicine, revered as the champion of sickness and the savior of well-being,
with the advent of surgery, anesthesia, antibiotics, vaccines, and chemotherapy, it has come a long way from its crude beginnings. Despite all of these technological advancements, there seems to be a discrepancy with the results. Chronic diseases kill at record rates, while life expectancy descends on a downward spiral. As treatments supposedly improve, the conditions they were set out to remedy do not. What if you were to discover that the current leading cause of death in the United States of America isn't stroke, cancer, or even heart disease, but modern medicine itself? In 1907, the AMA confided in the Carnegie Foundation to finance an in-depth study of medical education in America. Abraham Flexner, an educator in the employ of John D. Rockefeller, was hired to survey the country and compile data on every medical school. After 5 years of touring the nation, Flexner returned with his data in what is now known as the Flexner Report. What followed was the complete reformation in medical education. Many medical schools were forced to shut down, specifically all those that taught homeopathic medicine, as the practice was deemed scientifically invalid by Flexner. Schools that adhered to Flexner's standards and advocated synthetic drug treatments received millions of dollars in donations from the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations.
The Chicago headquarters of the American Medical Association is the spokesman for the majority of its 110,000 doctor members. Able publicist Dr. Morris Fishbein, who opposes any radical departure from long-established medical practice.
We insist that the practice of medicine is a doctor's problem. The doctor is the only one entitled by training, by experience, and by law to take care of the sick. Medicine is still a profession. It must never become a business or a trade. Never the subservient tool.
100 years after the publication of the Flexner Report, its influence on social perception in regards to healthcare have never been more prominent. For although we have a multitude of medical treatment options, the vast majority of us choose MD-directed medicine for no other reason than the fact that it's what everyone else does.
And again, the audio is powerful, but the video, I mean, first rate when it comes to the graphics and things. I mean, it's like Hollywood level. The audio's mid-grade, which we're mid-grade in many respects. I'm not like being hoity-toity here. It's just that the footage, the graphics are world-class. And, yeah, they got rid of the other four different branches of medicine that had always been there and just brought in MD, but not just MD-directed, Rockefeller-directed, where they could suppress all the real treatments and things. Very important film. See that in full at InfoWars.com/Paul in sickness and in hell. Let's go to Political Earth. This is incredible. A cartoon satire that illustrates the absurd political spectrum. Let's play a short clip of that here on the transmission.
Washington, D.C. One of the most evil places on political earth.
Done as a nature show.
Made conditions here extremely hostile for civilized life. The only thing that reigns in this economic climate is credit out of thin air. And yet, there are political animals that live here all the time. And one of the most remarkable is hunting for power just over there.
David Attenborough with Obama.
Oh, politicians. Their hunting strategy? Divide and conquer. There they go, taking up separate positions around their target. Some from the left, some from the right.
Two different groups of wolves.
Subdue their favorite prey.
A pincer attack.
Americanus, the average American, sipping from the mainstream media. The boobies are blissfully unaware of the approaching danger.
Obama! Hunt. Obama! Don't be racist! Let me eat you!
As the hyena.
An aerial viewpoint gives a new insight into their strategy. The politicians are herding the cattle down the proverbial slippery slope. Towards certain death. In this race to the bottom, you are either a predator or prey.
All right, that's good. And again, you could air something like this on Discovery Channel. If you're a radio listener, it's interesting. As a viewer, it's even more powerful. All up on Infowars.com/Paul, or just you'll see banners for the Paul Revere contest and go right there. Or type in Infowars.com, Paul Revere contest into a search engine. It'll come up. Here's one more clip. I'm going to play a lot more tomorrow of some clips. I mean, these are all great, but some clips that really fit themselves in for radio. Things like The Purge, things like United We Stand. You know, all those films, over 600 of them introduced. It's just amazing. Here's just a smattering. Some of these have 1 million views, 500,000 views, 200,000 views. On average, they've got about 50,000 views. So what's 600 times 50,000? I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of people waking up from different angles of different perspectives, not just my perspective or your perspective. I mean, I put out $115,000 in prizes, but everybody's a winner by getting involved and putting out ideas. And it's just pure information. It's just pure awakening, because it's every different angle, every perspective. What's your idea of freedom? What's your idea of injustice? What do you want to expose? Think what the government does with over $5 billion a year to fund the, quote, arts the way they want. To put crucifix in goblets of urine and to rub an elephant dung on Virgin Mary. That your taxpayer money pays for that, or to take Falun Gong dissidents and chop them up and do human body expos for your children. That's what your taxpayer money pays for. Well, here's just $115,000 of Patriot money. Did I buy a new swimming pool or did I buy a new car? No. I took extra profits at InfoWars, InfoWars Nightly News, and what we do, and put it into something to build the resistance. Let's go to Second Chance. This is a video showing people being robbed without owning a gun versus old folks being robbed with a gun. And we'll play a short clip from that video, Second Chance. Here it is.
Growing up, did you have guns around your house?
No, we never had guns around the house. We just never felt like we needed them.
What about you?
When we were growing up, there were no guns in the house.
And then she gets robbed.
We can always call the police if we need help.
Then it shows surveillance footage of them being robbed. And it's a fiction film. Versus then what happens when they're armed. It's called Second Chance. It's up on Infowars.com.
Let me get the glasses.
But folks, this is all really important, but the report up on drudgereport.com about the Pentagon saying they're going to stop lying because of the Drudge Report countering them is unbelievable. It shows the power of the people.
See, my wife's going to lock the door. Really master bedroom. She's locked the hallways.
So the guy's calling 911 instead of defending himself.
She's locked the master bedroom.
You come to my house to rob me, you're going to look like Swiss cheese.
No! Oh, no, no!
Oh, they're dead. Versus if they had a gun. A very well done film.
Did you have guns around the house?
Yes, we had rifles, shotguns, pistols. They were not in a safe.
So now the difference of armed people to defend themselves. Folks, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and get the Drudge Report article out about the Pentagon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.